This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am.
What the heck is that all about?
Okay.
I'm not used to hearing myself. Boy, you listen to this every night? I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Or head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of stuff happening up there as well. And we're live on Facebook, as we now are every night, because it seems to be, I don't know, it seems to be the place where the cool kids go, even though I'm not a Facebook fan. You know, I fought that tooth and nail going into it. I didn't. Tammy will tell you, I did not want any this Facebook thing. The Facebook, yeah, it was not. It was not exciting. But look at my face; you can see why it's not exciting. You know that kind of stuff. So anyway, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There really, truly, is like a gazillion. A gazillion's a good number. A gazillion things that you can do up there, okay? And you really do want to get involved in the conversation. I know I say this every night. I say this the first so many minutes every night because I feel like it's like, remember Sesame Street of the old days, right? I mean, you could walk by the TV when you were a young parent. You could walk by the TV 15 times, and they were doing the same thing. You're thinking, oh, my God, will you knock it off? You're making me crazy. But then you realize it when you find out later on. You know, the whole thing about it was repetition. It's how the kids got it. You know, so now you're doing, so now I'm doing it here. Not that you're little, you know, not that you need Sesame Street. That's not what I'm saying. But the reality is you can, people get it after all. So same thing here. You know, get involved, tune in, get a clue. And some of you don't like me, you don't trust me, you say everything I say is a lie. Let me tell you what. For the record, I still sleep well at night. Even knowing you can't stand me. So, as usual, once a week, Michael Hauser is going to join us tonight. And Michael, he's my libertarian buddy. We get a libertarian feel, look, whatever. And what we're going to do is, you know, the thing I love about Michael is he doesn't shove it down my throat. You know, he tells me what he believes to be truth. We argue, I don't say we argue it. We have a spirited conversation. And then then we move on. And we can go have, well, you can have a beer. I don't drink. For safety reasons. Your safety. So, anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time. I know, I'm just rambling on here because I'm enjoying myself tremendously. No pressure, right? All right, so every week I love to do the jobs report. Now, last night, you remember what I told you? If you go grab the third hour from last night, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. All right? I am so tired. I'm so tired of you guys writing me and saying, oh, it's a bunch of what you're saying. There's a bunch of lies. You know, you got no proof for this. You got no proof for that. You're right. I have proof for nothing. Because you know why? Because I don't run around all day long checking these numbers out. You know where I go? I go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Right? I go to government websites because I just, so if you go back and pick up the third hour from last night, we ran down a list of Obama's greatest hits. You know, we talked a little bit about his transparency, but we talked about where we are from an economic standpoint now in this country, where people are at, who's working where and how. How many people are actually working? You know what I'm saying? And I who's more dangerous, Obama or the Clintons? I mean, if you go to the website, therealside.com, I've got two articles there that have been getting hit like crazy, and I mean in a positive way. I'm okay with it. One of them is there's 54 plus the 54. We gotta write a whole book around this. My book is coming out soon. I think you guys will really like it. But 54 families that were directly affected by the Clintons in some way, shape, manner, or form, and not in a positive way, where they were involved in some kind of dealings with the Clintons. I don't even care if it was delivering papers for them. They are now dead, or a family member is dead. The half a dozen of the state police that guarded Mr. Clinton, dead. I mean, I can go on and on with this. The one that started me down the road of looking into it was, you remember the guy that he died in a motorcycle accident? Apparently the motorcycle hit the back of a truck. And he just badly beat, badly bruised. There was only one problem. The motorcycle wasn't badly beaten or badly bruised. There wasn't a scratch on the bike. So you sit there and you go, you know what? I don't have a college degree in forensics. I think this is one of those ones you just kind of know. So there's all kinds of stuff. So I got that story up there. Give you a little more insight on that. And the same thing about Billy Boy. Billy Bob Boy playing with the women. You know, you turn around. And, you know, here's a guy that just brutalizes women, abuses them, brutalizes them, a whole new name. They're just a piece of meat to him. And let me tell you what, you know what? He loves his veal, if you would. You know what I'm saying? Sitting down to that island where the girls are 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. We know it. The news knows it. Everybody knows it. Nobody wants to talk about it. I am amazed. I'm thoroughly amazed at what's happening in the news and how they're going. Whether you like Trump or not, they're going after Trump. Billy and Hillary, they're getting a walk for everything. There's absolutely nothing that their feet are being hit. Now, are there some cracks in the dam for mainstream media? Yeah, it'll be short-lived. I'm serious. I know that's disheartening, but it'll be short-lived. But look at what's happening. You know, give me some credit here, guys. I called this almost 2 years ago about the integrity of our law enforcement and military services. We'll talk about more about this on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones all about the show. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm serious. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I don't even care if we agree or we don't agree. I only care about one thing, my friend. I only care that you're willing to have an open, honest conversation. We were just talking about during the break, if you check in, I was talking to people in the chat room. Yes, we have a live chat room. You know where you find that? You find that up on the website, therealside.com. And so anyway, yeah, we There you go. Awesome. A window pops up. See, I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm like that. You know, remember, I keep talking about cats and how you get a cat off a task, right? You go with those little red lights, little red laser pointers, and you drag them all over the place. Anyway, all right, let me just get to it. I love when the jobs report comes out. You always hear about how great we're doing. And if you can, go back and get last night's segment on Mr. Obama's greatest hits. I don't even know what to call them, right? His greatest feats while in office. Remember, you know, great can go both directions, positive and negative. We talked about how many people were living in poverty now compared to when he started. What the unemployment rate is now compared to when he started. All those wonderful things. You know, he's talking about the... I don't know if anybody who caught this last night, and I put it together. I could not stop laughing at that audio clip of, you know, remember, we're parting the seas, we're doing... I mean, it sounded like he was giving an ex-Messiah speech. Right? So, that was hilarious and wonderful. Okay, so let's go through some of these. And again, so we're clear. I'm not gloating as a conservative that I was right that people are losing jobs. That's not what I'm gloating at. I am gloating because you guys, not all, my listeners I know don't, you swallow this hook, line, and sinker, this thing that the economy's doing better, jobs are doing better. Look at this. It's a line of bunk. When you start looking at the numbers of people coming off unemployment, they don't all jump into that category, that 94 million that are underemployed or no longer employed, right? They don't jump into that because we can't track the disability. No, we can't. We don't. We don't track the disability ones. So some people, just before they come up on the end of unemployment, they jump on the disability so they can still get paid. Now, that's not counted as somebody being dropping out of the workforce. That's from everything I've read and seen and worked on, it just doesn't happen. Solar City, isn't that green energy? Am I missing something here? It's green energy, right? Solar City is laying off 80 people. No, 108. Wrong one. 108 people for Solar City. A lot of aviation companies laying off a lot of people. I don't know what that's all about. I'd love to look into that at some point. Ericsson Air Crane, they're a helicopter lift company. They're the ones that put the air conditioners on a really high, high rise, right? Bombardier Learjet. Between those companies, they're going to lay off about 150 people. Solar City with 108. Let's see, Museum of now nobody cares about them. Oh, here's another one. Deep Well Energy Services, 177 people here. Who is that? Oh, Good Game Studios. They're going to lay off anywhere between 200 and 600 people very shortly here. I mean, we go down the list. Caterpillar has been consistently laying off people over the last 8 months. They haven't stopped yet. Right? Boeing in Washington State, another 100 people there. Neiman Marcus, my God, you need your suits, don't you? Well, you know what it is. It's Trump is too busy running around the country to head over in there and pick up some suits. I'm sure they have 20 people to put his suits together. Yeah, I don't go too far back with this. Okay, yeah, Solar City, middle of the month, they said they're going to start off with this many layoffs, and then they're going to move forward. Remember I talked to you about the aircraft industry? You know, Sikorsky's laying off almost 100 people. And I don't know how this got buried or... Cisco laid off 5,500 in August, looking to totally lay off almost... You ready for this? Are you sitting down? 14,000 workers. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And again, I know some of you have heard me say this before, but here's the truth. Some of these small towns around the country, when you lay off 200 people in a small town, you decimate the town. So, oh, what a sneaky bunch of little people here. I'm just reading something else here. The SunPower laid off 1,200 people. So some of these companies are interrelated. And what they do is, instead of showing you that they've laid off 3,000 people, they've laid off 3,000 people, they break it up into chunks so you don't feel so bad, or it doesn't look so bad for the energy company. Now, I've been reading from this group of people. They're pretty much right on all the time. And Kmart's been closing stores all over the place. And they don't say we're closing 300 stores. As I read these reports, I go, you know, I peruse down them for the month. and you'll see 8, 9, or 10 Kmart stores closed, which is probably better for them, their stockholders, and everybody else by doing it that way, because then you're not looking at it saying, oh, my God, they're going to lay off 30 people. Anyhow, the that's disgusting. I don't know how true that is, so I'm not going to do that one. Whoever sent me that about the university, I'll look at it during the break, and then I'll let you know. How's that? Sounds like it works for me. I don't know if you guys caught that story about, and it may have to go in the next segment, with the money that was sent to Iran. Now, do you remember our illustrious president, or wonderful president, you know, Mr. Oblamo? And he was talking about how, you know, we owed Iran the money, and he wanted to get it out from underneath them. He didn't want to have to deal with it anymore, yada, 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 right? And now, I don't know if you guys were paying attention to it, but we found out over the last few days that there were 13 or 14, you ready for this? If you're driving, keep a steady hand. Now, when he paid the $400 million to Iran in cash, which is the way the imams wanted it, and we all know why that, Obama couldn't figure it out, but we all know why they wanted it. I can't get this. With what this man does, the only thing we can talk about is how Trump is unsafe for the country. I think we're drinking. Anyway. So he sends $400 million by plane, because that's the only way. Because remember his words? Because we're so legalistic, we're so strict on these sanctions that the only way he could get money to them is by cash. However, now that was his explanation recently. However, right after all of this happened, come on, give it some thought here. Right after all of this happened, what did he start doing? Oh, you're going to have to wait to come back from break. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're going to find out how much money we actually paid Iran and the lies around it. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And truly, really, seriously, get involved with somebody, somewhere, somehow. Right? Because it's the only way we find out how everybody thinks. It's the only way we find out, how to, what's the word I'm looking for here? Combat the other side, if you would. Anyway, we'll get back to what I was talking about, because I just, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to let me know where I'm off, where I'm wrong, and how dumb I actually am. Although some of you, here we go, some of you are real cowards, right? The show goes off the air, and then like 2 hours later, I get all these nasties. Why don't you do it during the show? I just don't get it. I liken it to somebody who, they key your car in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. And that's just so gutsy of them, isn't it? Like this president. No, there's no guts there. You know what I mean? So I want to get back to what we're talking about, because it's making me nuts. How does this happen? How are these people getting away? And this comes from Mr. Kerry, who he's one human being I just can't stand. Do you remember when he was running for president and he got caught on a hot mic talking about how, what was he talking about? He was talking about how the current administration, the Bushes and the Republicans as a whole, were a bunch of thieves. They're just bad, bad people. And now you look at what's going on now, and you're saying, if this is his measurement of what's good, if this is what he believes to be good and honorable, my God, I can only imagine what the Bushes were doing, right? I mean, no. This guy's bad. He is bad news. And I don't know, these guys all together in the White House at the same time, I mean, picture that. You want to talk about the axis of evil? Obama? Clinton? What's this other guy's name? Kerry? Right? Uma Abedin? We can go on and on and on, right? But here's the thing. The thing that bothers me about this is our president, we are at a point now where we can't trust anybody. We are losing trust, total trust, in our government. Before, we're kind of spotty. Now it's right there. So after Mr. Obama came out and said to us point blank that the reason that, he hand-delivered or had the $400 million in cash delivered was because we couldn't wire it or send a check. We couldn't wire it because we couldn't find a bank to wire it through, and we couldn't send a check, and because we have no banking relationship with them, and because the rules are so tight. I mean, the laws, the things he doesn't like very much, were so tight, it made it hard for him. It made it hard for him to get around the law. But he found a way with cash, giving it to another country to deliver on our behalf. Isn't that wonderful of him? But let's go a little further with this. Because right after, as usual, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Well, not really. See, we couldn't wire the money because of the sanctions, and we couldn't find a bank to do it. However, somehow, they found a bank that could do it. Because right within the next few days after delivering the $400 in cash payout, they delivered the $1.3 billion to Iran. Now, here's my question to you. So Iran fought for that money back that they paid for arms just before the Shah of Iran was overthrown, right? Now, the rebel government that we don't recognize, or didn't recognize, wants the money back that the Shah paid out for equipment. I'd give them the equipment from the 1970s, wouldn't you? Hey, no problem. Let's deliver that right over there. And then we can use that money. You know, God forbid we could have used that money to buy new parts and pieces for our Air Force, right? No, can't do that. We don't want to do that. So, $1.3 billion. The way this was paid out should frost your behind to no end. They sent, what was it, 13, they have 13, they they wired 13 payments of, I think it was, what is it, $99,999.99, whatever, it was all nines, because I guess that's the max you can wire. So they did that, and then there was this weird 14th money wire. And they still can't figure out what it was for. It was $10.6 million. So they were able to send out all of these. I know, I remember, I enjoy this. I know, I'm a sick man, but I enjoy this stuff. And the biggest reason I enjoy it is because there's no way to get around this. You know, I love this stuff, too, that's coming out. Somebody just sent me this, but I'm not going to talk about it right now. How Citigroup sent something out that says that Trump's Trump's victory could lead to, you know, a worldwide collapse. He's a very powerful man, apparently. Anyhow, so $1.3 billion, this is your money. This is your taxpayer money. They've been holding this in a fund forever, and now the president has decided to go ahead and just pay it. Didn't have to go through anybody. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk to anybody. Let's just send it. So these guys got $1.7 billion. Now, I don't know, when did they reach this settlement with Iran? Because it said it was part of a $1 billion settlement. Now, here's the thing. Was it part of the negotiation for them to build nuclear weapons? Because you can call it an anti-nuke agreement. It's not an anti-nuke agreement. It is definitely a nuclear weapon agreement, right? But we're the bad guys. We're the crooks. We're the ones that hide stuff. And who are the ones doing this? Wiring this money? Seriously, people. And what are you doing to stop this? What are some of you out there that are complaining about Trump or complaining about other people? What are you doing to stop this? And remember, the State Department didn't want to do this. They were not interested in sending this money. They wouldn't answer any questions about it. The most transparent administration on the planet. Wouldn't answer any questions about it. Who they sent it through. When they sent it. The exact dates that they sent the money. Now, the administration is also withholding the key details of the payment from members of Congress. Who deserve it? You know, did you guys hear about the the FBI has turned over more emails to the members of Congress who are looking into the issue with Mrs. Clinton's emails. Did you check out the underlying tone that was, they need a little bit more time to redact things off those emails and make sure that the people who shouldn't have them, are you following me here? The people who shouldn't have seen them wouldn't see them in Congress. So here we have the FBI turning over emails to congressional members who are elected officials to keep us safe, and they had to redact a bunch of stuff so those officials, those elected officials, couldn't see them because it's classified. And then Hillary sends it to her email server, and there's a bunch of loons on the left saying, there's no big deal. She'd know what was classified and what wasn't. Well, apparently, either she's right or the FBI's right, either or. Why would the FBI block all that stuff? I mean, what was it, personal information about Mrs. Clinton? Why would they scratch all that stuff out if it was just fine? Now, again, the Department of State won't say anything about these payments, by the way. Not a word. This is already, they go on to say that this, the already bizarre circumstances surrounding the $1.7 billion payment to the Islamic Republic have only gotten stranger in the week since we learned the $400 million in cash that was sent to the Iranian regime. Mr. Cruz said it was said to the Free Beacon. If this payment was, as the Obama administration insists, a straightforward settlement of an old debt, right, and that it would cost America more, he did all this in secrecy. Why all the secrecy? Why doesn't he put it out there, right, to the general populace to say, this has been my argument with this. This guy's been screaming. He's open. He's honest. He's transparent. Apparently, see, he's been living in backwards days since the day he took the office there. Nothing ever means what he says it means. Back to, if you want to keep your doctor, you can. Well, that was wrong. You can keep your plan. That was wrong. Just on and on and on. Now they're talking about, get ahead of myself here. Never mind. When you go on to look at this story, when you go on to talk about this and research this yourself, this is just bad. It's bad news all the way around. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Hey, man. I'm feel like going to school. Yeah. No more.
Thank you, Nicky.
Hey, Mexico. Go away, Daddy. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots go- polled? What's a poll? God, another Joeism, right? I'll never hit the end of this stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm okay with you calling me, telling me what a nut job I am, how much you think I'm off, that I don't have a clue. I'm good with all of that, seriously. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I'm actually what I'm doing tonight, for the first time you're tuning in, I get emails from you guys all week long. I get story links from you guys during the show. And I'm okay doing them, obviously, but I can't get to them all. I'm not that good. I know some of you think I am, but I'm really not that good. So I'm trying to get through them as fast as I can. I like picking up some of them. I like some of the, you know, when you send them to me and you send me a link, if you put a TRS in the subject line, then I know you're sending me something that you want me to do as a story. You're not trying to sell me something or get me to do your story or whatever. It's an actual story. And give me a couple of bullet points. A couple of easy, simple, stupid. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So give me a couple of bullet points. That would be great. I'd really like that. Anyhow, so we're just finishing this up. The most transparent regime in history, Mr. Obama and his team. Right? They've given away $1.7 billion. And we're supposed to believe. They didn't want to tell us. I mean, think about something. If we didn't find out about this, we would have never known. And this has been the MO for this administration since the day they got in there. Do some of you remember, are some of you aware that this most transparent administration does not allow press into its meetings? It used to be in the White House, as they were having a meeting with heads of state and other security kind of things, they would allow certain members of the press in. And those members would take pictures. Those members would report back to the other press corps members. Now what happens is the White House has decided that they will dictate, they will give out the pictures. You know, they'll take the pictures, give them out, tell you what you can print and what you can't print. They'll give you a briefing or what do you want to call it, a one-pager as to what was discussed in the meeting. So we have no, and you know, they've been so honest and forthright with us, I guess we'd have nothing to worry about, right? Just asking. And let me move on. According to EAG News, which I go to frequently, apparently we had a university dean who admitted that the high school students dissected aborted baby brains. Okay, let that sink in for a second or two. Now, I know it's going to happen immediately. I should get a couple of emails here any second now, right? And they're going to say, well, you know, that's one of those fake stories. That's one of those fake stories from a fake site and all of that. Well, actually, no, it's not. EAGnews.org has been around for a long time. And I would say to you, I've yet to be burned by them. Right? So this dean, Albuquerque, New Mexico, University of New Mexico School of Medicine, Dean Paul Roth, admitted on video that the researchers of the university procured aborted baby parts. But that doesn't happen. He has to be lying, right? Don't you think? I mean, seriously. Because didn't we go through all of this? We found out that all those videos that were taken from MRC, they were all wrong. They were all lies. They were all whatever. Well, let's just maybe we could just enjoy the story, right? So anyway, he said he procured aborted baby parts for the high school students to dissect. Ladies and gentlemen, you realize what he's doing here, right, people? You realize what he's doing is he's just like we do with video games and other things. He's desensitizing these kids. It's only a brain. It's fetal brains. See, when he puts it in front of them, he doesn't call it baby brains. He calls it fetal brains. So here's the part that eludes me. I didn't know fetuses had brains. I thought humans had brains. I thought animals had brains. I didn't know lumps or glumps of cells had brains. I wasn't aware of that. Now, would it stand to reason if they had brains? Right? That they're aware of themselves? Would it stand the reason that they had brains, they had functions in the body and the glob of cells that need the brain to run with? I mean, they step on their own cells and they just don't see it. Now, this admission confirms allegations by the U.S. House Select Panel on infant lives that staff at the University Health Science Center provide aborted baby brains to students. He wouldn't, now, you know, because he's so self-righteous, he wouldn't tell anybody where he got them or how he got them. The video posted on YouTube by New Mexico's Alliance for Life, the camera woman approached Roth and asked him to repeat his comments at the UNM meeting about the human fetal remains. She said, can I ask you to repeat what you said before about the workshop with the UNM fetal remains with high school students? Yes, he said. We have a faculty member who obtained some tissue. And during one of these summer workshops, we dissected, I think, one or two fetal brains, actually. Now, NMAL reports that Ross's testimony in the meeting about the ordeal was cold, clinical, and dismissive. You know why? Because they have no hearts. No, no, seriously, think about this. When they talk about these fetal issues, when they talk about abortions, when they talk about all this stuff, there's no emotion there. The only time there's emotion there is when they're trying to play on you to take your guns away. Then it's, oh, the poor kids. Look what it's doing. Look how many kids were killed. Well, what about the millions of kids that are killed every year while they're still in the womb? I shut a guy up on Facebook the other day because he went on and on and on and on and on about a woman's right to choose. And that wasn't, you know, he actually said to another person, when do you get to dictate when it becomes a baby? And I simply said, okay, you say that there's no fetal, there is no such thing as a partial birth abortion. And I put a bunch of links in there to partial birth abortions that were actually performed. And I said, so tell me in your mind, what is the stop point? What is the point where you look at a woman and you go, I'm sorry, the baby is two-thirds of the way out. No, there is no abortion now. You're going to have this kid. We had one court try to say that it wasn't a baby. It wasn't its own baby until the cord was cut. Because it was still living off the mother at that point, which is a line of malarkey. You know that. Now, Ross's admission confirms allegations outlined in a 291-page letter issued by the select panel to New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas, requesting criminal charges against the university and Southwest Women's Options, an abortion provider identified in documents as the sole source of the aborted baby brains. Yeah, you heard me, the aborted baby brains. you people are amazing. In a July 22, 2015 letter to New Mexico legislators, Dr. Number 8 described five studies using aborted infant tissue conducting or being conducted by a neonatalist in the Department of Pediatrics. Further, researchers have published at least 8 studies which use tissue from aborted infants. Documents provided to the panel, the panelist, 18 studies conducted in collaboration with whatever this group is. The procurement noted notes provided to the panel by the UNM further confirmed their acquisition of aborted infant tissues by the same abortion agency. References to the specific studies were written in the notes along with the list of infant parts. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, but they don't harvest parts. This has got to be a lie, right? This is what I'm talking about, guys. Come on, where's the outrage? Really? Where is the outrage over all of this? Why aren't my parents, why aren't our people, our conservatives, our Christians, why aren't they out there protesting this? Calling for this guy's resignation every day. Make it impossible for them to conduct business or teach on that campus. Why aren't you writing letters to the alumni asking them why they're giving their money to a group like this? Right? I'm serious. I don't understand. Yes, and pardon me, I know there's little breaks here and there, but it's mostly because I'm actually truly going through the whole list of stories that you guys sent me this week. I picked some out earlier, but then as they come in during the show, I'm going, oh, hey, I really like that one. All right, we're at the top of the hour. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the professor, another professor at the University of Texas, who actually mocked the NRA. Okay, no big deal there, right? Mocked Christianity all through satirical prayers. Now, I'll bet you that if I start doing that on this show, that I mock another certain religion, they're going to be all over me like white on rice. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and get involved in the conversation. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.